little lesson in taxes now. Parking money overseas as a way of avoiding taxes has been a scheme for a long time. But now in global multinational corporations, it's inevitability. And some of the largest corporations in the United States have a lot of their profits saved in low tax countries overseas, and they might like to bring that money home. Go to the front page of the New York Times, and you'll see a story by David Kochineski, a tax reporter for our partner, about how some of these companies are worried about bringing the money back into the U.S. because of the tax rate for those profits. They want a holiday on taxes for that money. David, first of all, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Now, if I had, you know, $17 billion overseas and it was taxed at 30%, I certainly would be interested in trying to get that lowered. What companies are we talking about and how much money?
Well, there are a lot of the biggest companies in the U.S., you know, the pharmaceutical companies like Pfizer, Merck, big tech companies are pushing for it, Google, Oracle, Cisco, Apple. There's some of the biggest companies that end. Companies like tech and pharma tend to have a lot of money overseas because they have intangibles, so it's easy for them to shift their profits overseas where they can be taxed less.
And it's not like there's tax avoidance necessarily going on here with this money being parked overseas, but the lobbyists are describing and the companies are describing lowering the taxes to allow them to bring this money back into the United States, which, of course, they could do anytime they want to, as a form of stimulus of the economy. Describe how that argument goes.
Well, they say that that if you let the corporations bring the money back at 5% instead of the 35% that they would now be charged, that they might bring as much as $1 trillion in overseas profits back to the U.S. And they say that'll be stimulus. It would lead to jobs. It would lead to hiring. It would help get people back to work and jumpstart the economy.
Now, David Kochineski, tax reporter for our partner, The New York Times, is this solid economics, this argument
here?
Well,
that's not what happened last time. In 2004, there was a similar program like this, and companies brought over $300 billion back at 5%, and most of it was used for share buybacks, for dividends. It went back to shareholders, and there was studies that have been done. The most comprehensive study, which actually looked at taxpayer data, found that 92 cents of every dollar that was brought back went back to shareholders, and it had no appreciable stimulus effect on hiring or on U.S. investment. In fact, some of the companies that brought back the most ended up laying off people, closing U.S. facilities, and using some of the repatriated money to pay for the costs of laying people off and closing down factories.
Gotta love that. And when was this done the last time?
It was 2005. And in my story this morning, I take a look at Merck, which brought back the second most. Pfizer brought back the most. Merck was number two of any U.S. corporation. They brought back $15 billion. They laid off workers.
Wow.
They closed factories in the U.S. They did. They decreased their U.S. In capital investments in the U.S., and they used the money to pay for things like settlements with the Justice Department for fraud of Medicare.
David, quickly before we go, who would have to approve a change here? Is it full Congress, or could the IRS do it?
No, it would be full Congress, and the White House would have to sign
off
on it.
All right. David Kochineski, tax reporter for our partner, The New York Times, on overseas taxes, looking for overseas profits, looking for a tax holiday in the U.S. Thanks, David.
Thanks, John.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.